mind, you'll see. Yes, and you're one black cat. Someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoe somewhere near your church. Well, I take you down in town. I paid your doctor bill. Now I'm in some trouble. You trying to get me killed, yes, yes. Someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoe somewhere near your church. Take you in my home, you ate up all my bread. I left there this morning, you tried to mess up in my bed. Yes, and you're one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoe somewhere near your shirt. This morning, the same thing on my mind. I'm thinking about you, baby. You walking down the line. Yes, and you're one black cat. Someday I'll find you. Then I'll hide my shoe somewhere near your church.
Okay, there you go. Lightnin' Hopkins. Actually, the funny thing is he changed his name for show business. It used to be Lightning Hopkins, and then he thought he'd change it to Lightnin' because it was just a little easier to spell, you know, just don't have to bother with that G anymore. Oh, you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, and it's all black today, all black stuff, all black music. We heard, these are Kelvin requests. We are Lightnin' Hopkins, Black Cat, Woody Guthrie, Little Black Train. And Meet Me With Your Black Drawers On, Gloria Hardman, and the Cramps, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Black Leather Lagoon, and Big Black Witchcraft Rock started all of that. Whew. That's a lot of stuff. And I still got 94 black tunes to go. And a very, very interesting question that I have. Okay, it's 11 o'clock. I got an hour in already. I got so much. I'm goofing off too much. There's always that the undisclosed amount. That undisclosed amount they always talk about. And I wish I knew what that undisclosed amount is. These guys got sued by these guys, and they settled out of court for undisclosed amount. I really do think someone needs to research all these undisclosed amounts. Because the undisclosed amount was the Hollies paying Creedence Clearwater Revival for this ripoff.
Thank you.
Oh man, where the hell is that? What the hell is that? Where the hell is that? Oh my goodness. There's a crazy hum going on. How can I figure this one out? How, where'd that come from? It's not coming from there. Oh, this ain't good. Is that the headphones? Oh no. We got a crazy hum. I think it's the headphones. I think it's the headphones. I'm going to soldier on. I'm going to soldier on. Ah, right. That was a long, cool woman in a black dress. Creedence Clearwater Revival. And the interesting thing is about Creedence Clearwater Revival, they got their name from a fella named Creedence Newball, and they didn't want to be sued. So everybody's suing everybody. And then they said they wanted a Clearwater for a beer. Is somebody texting me saying that? Oh, good, good. Thank you. I can always count on Chummy to give me my... So I wonder where the hell that hum's coming from, because it is intense, man. It is an intense hum. I don't know. Maybe it's my tinnitus finally kicking in after years and years of rock and roll ears. Ha! How's that? That sounds like a good band name. Years and years of rock and roll ears. We could have Huey Lewis as the lead vocalist. And, yeah, whatevs. So I want to try and figure out what the hell's going on with this ridiculous hum that only I can hear and that rabbit that only I can see. I don't know how this happened, but Richard Thompson came into town. Who promoted this show? Nobody. I saw online that Richard Thompson was at the Thunder Turd. And here is 1952 Black Vincent Lightning by... Richard Thompson, all black today.
Says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special in any such life. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Says James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. But now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if it should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent. Side. When When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Nortons and Indians and Greaveses won't do. It don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. But he reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome swooping down from heaven to carry me home. He gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Oh, now I'm hearing howling. I'm hearing howling. Oh, no. Screaming and howling in the background. Is it just me? Is it just me? I'm hearing weird screaming. I think I finally crossed over. Hey, I got a real problem with this song. I love this song, but you know what? He says, like, I'm a guy, and I kill all these people. I'm a bad man, and I still hear that howling, and I hear someone tuning the guitar. This is nuts. What's going on? Yeah, tune that thing, Richard. There you be. Okay, got it. All right, so I'm a bad man. I killed all these people. I'm nasty, Molly. Oh, I'm a horrible guy. And then he's dying. He goes, oh, here come the angels. Really? Really? So obviously, there is no repercussions in the afterlife. Thank you for that heads up, Mr. Thompson. You can be a horrible wretch your entire life, and the angels come down and go, okay, down to go to heaven. Yeah, but I killed all these people. Ah, that's nothing. Really? Yeah, come on up. Come on up to heaven. We're having a party up here. Really? Okay, cool. Damn. There you go. There's your valuable lesson. You can be a murderer and do horrible things, and then the angels are going to come down, and they're going to take you up to heaven. How about that? Ain't that something? Yahoo. Whoosh, that's a load off my mind. Damn. Listen to Zombo right here in your brain. WRCT Pittsburgh. And, yeah. Speaking of hellish and devilish things. Master Chup, something going out the chummy. Black magic. Zombo right there. In your brain. Yay! I'm not going to be able to do that. Now I'm hearing wailing banshees. Is this the afterlife? Oh, no. It's like that one episode of the Outer Limits where the guy goes in and he's actually in hell and he's a radio DJ. That is frightening. Okay, I'm done being frightening. James Brown, say it loud. Yeah, black and proud. Yeah. See, it doesn't matter if you're bad self. You're going to heaven, man. Those angels are going to get you. Just amazing. Just amazing. The amount of brilliance on that and the lack of financial reward is so sad. That was the Moog Cookbook. And great, great duo. It was Miko Ino and Uli Nomi. Obviously, joke names. It was a couple of guys from the band Jellyfish, Roger Manning and Brian Helu. Yeah, so it was great. So they came up with this joke band. They wore spacesuits, and they did stuff like Black Hole Sun. They did this all through, like, the 90s. And they just finally said, you know what? Yeah, and they were confused with Daft Punk a lot because they wore spacesuits. But they said they never, you know, they weren't a rave band. They weren't, you know, and people just, they just didn't make any money at it, which is too bad. The funny thing is the last thing they did, I think it was on 2004, 2005, they put out a Christmas record on Bandcamp, and they had it up there for 4 days, and then they just got rid of it, and you can't find it anywhere. So I am going to do some almost requests. So requests I get, but I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be zomboized. First off, Patrick wanted Man in Black by Johnny Cash. And if you know anything about putting a request into the Zombolator, sometimes you don't get exactly what you want. Here's Johnny Cash, the Chicken in Black.
For 2 long years, my head hurt bad, so the doctor checked me and he shook his head. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, but your body's outlived your brain. He said, I know this doctor in New York, son, and he'll fix you right up with a brand new one. So the head doctor met me when I stepped down off of the train. He said, we had this bank robber killed last night. His body shot, but his brain's all right. I'll give you a transplant, boy, and you'll be okay. I got my new brain in and I was feeling great. I went right back to Nashville with no headache, but something strange happened when I walked in the bank one day. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Now, the other night, Roy Acuff called me. He said, John, I'd like for you to do the opera. So I went out on the stage, but I couldn't sing. I got into half a verse if I walked the line, and something snapped in this head of mine. I yelled, stick 'em up, give me your money, your watches and rings. Well, I called New York and talked to that brain quack. I said, Doc, I've got to have my old brain back. He said, I'm sorry there, Mr. Cash, but I can't do that. He said, I put your brain in a chicken last Monday. He's singing your songs and making lots of money. And I got him signed to a 10-year recording contract. Now, friends, if you see me walking down the street, remember what you see ain't necessarily me. And if I try to hold you up, don't pay me no mind. But when you got 10 bucks that you can blow, you ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. He's doing fairs and concert dates all up and down the line. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Well, I don't pay any income tax. You don't pay tax on money you steal. You ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. Chicken in Black.
Now I'm hearing a humming in my head. Oh, it's Johnny Cash. All right, another almost zombie request. A request from Scott. He said, oh, about something about long black high heels. Big black high heels are sexy. Something even sexier. Tony Butella, long black stocking, Zombo in your brain, all black.
Store. My heart touch, touch, pounding like the beating on a gong. If you don't mind, baby, I'd like to come along. Stalking, strolling by my side. I'm telling you, I love her true, just the way she wants me to. I can't help it if I do. Long black stalking says she loves me too. Black sweater. Every time we touch, I love her that much better. She's much sweeter than a candy bar. Man, she's built like my guitar. I mean, like she's long.
Has a cloudy sky and all your troubles just won't you fly, stick your head in a garbage can and ooh-ah! Ooh-ah! Black out all your doggone troubles away. Blackout, blackout, everybody blackout, 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 everybody please. Charm your cares with a snappy yell. Bury your blues in a deep, dark well. Stick your head in a garbage can and
boo-ah! Boo-ah!
Black out all your doggone troubles away. all your fears would be as light as a feather in the breeze if you'd only do what's right and black out to this melody. When old gloom starts creeping round, trying to drag your spirits down, stick your head in a garbage can and black out all your doggone troubles away. Blackout, blackout, everybody blackout, 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 everybody please. When you're feeling mighty low, the best darn remedy that I know, stick your head in a garbage can and blackout all your doggone troubles away. Blackout, blackout, everybody blackout, 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 everybody please. If and you're sad, don't mope around, just open your mouth and go to town. Stick your head in a garbage can and blackout all your doggone troubles away. When your blues are blasted down into a garbage can, you will find that blacking out has left you feeling zorch, man. Come on, cats, and let her go. Watch your derned old worries blow. Stick your head in a garbage can and black out all your doggone troubles away, way, way. Black out all your derned old troubles away.
There you go with that. Right there. There you go. Alice Bowie doing Blackout. Then we heard Nervous Norvis. That's right. Doing the Blackout song and a great tune by MFC Chicken called Blackout Drunk. You listen to Zombo? Of course you are. Unless you're hearing those loud screaming voices or a loud buzz in your head. This is me. Today's show is all the color black. Two more colors to go. Black today and next Friday, gray, where we're melting all the 8 crayons down into the color gray. We've been doing for the past 8 weeks, all the colors. And like I'm saying, today is usually, it's around my birthday. It's the Friday before my birthday, where I usually play 3 hours of my favorite band, The Fall. But, you know, I am in such a groove with all of this last series of colors. It's kind of nice because I'll re-listen to my shows. You know, I got nothing better to do in my spare time than listen to me. And I crack me up. And I'm like, that's a good song. I'd play that on the radio if I... Oh, yeah, that was me. That was me playing that on the radio. Then I catch myself. And, yeah, there we go with that. What else did we play? We played Tony Butella. And that was for Scott Long Black Stockings. And then we heard Chicken in Black. I might play Man in Black for Pat later on. But I got so many great black tunes. Let's see here. Check your... what is this? Check your credit score for free? Really? You really want to do that? That is worse than like going to the doctor. Because you go to the doctor and you know that they're going to find something wrong with you, right? You go for your checkup and you're feeling fine. And the doctor goes, I'm sorry, you got like 72 hours to live. And then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you wouldn't have went, maybe you would have lived another day or two. You're done now. Like the story goes, the guy gets a bill. They say, you got 6 months to live. And he goes, oh my gosh, this bill is astronomical. I'm never going to be able to pay this. He goes, okay, I'll give you 9 months. Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm here all week. All right, get your free credit score right here. I'll give it to, I will, right now at this point, I want you to concentrate on all your bills and all your assets, and I will give you your credit report right now, okay? Paul in the beer truck, your credit score is, wow, 812, good. Chummy, your credit score is 7. Oof, sorry about that. Kelvin, your credit score is 8,000. How'd you get 8,000? A random person in the audience, your credit score is 72. Whew. Man, I think that's the... let me average all of my listeners. I'll average all of my listeners' credit score. You know where that's gone. Zero. Zero. You guys got rotten credit. Otherwise, you'd have a real job or some real employment, or because there's very few independently wealthy people listening to the show with great credit scores. I don't think... That's the beauty. I practically know all like 9... of my listeners. And I know their credit scores aren't that great. Not that great. Sorry to hear that, guys. But, you know, keep in mind, I will not lend you any money. But you can get your free credit report here. Either you can trust me, you know, because it's like tarot cards. I'm reading the tarot cards, and I can tell you that. I'm always afraid of that. Somebody says, oh, hey, let me read your fortune. Let me read my fortune. Really? You're going to travel far and live a long life. That's not bad. Oh, I forgot to tell you, there's a detour here. Oh, what is that? You don't want to know. I don't want to know. But it's important to know your credit score. So it's your ability to get a loan. Wow, man, really? In the most cases, if you get a job. They'll give you, and once again, this PSA is from 2005, where it really mattered what your credit score was when it comes to get a job. Because right now, it's like, you want a job, we'll pay you tomorrow. We'll pay you at the end of your shift. It's great. Just come on and work for us. You know? I'm sorry. I don't get panhandlers money. You know, I don't. I don't know if... I just can't. I just can't give panhandlers money. I don't know why. There's just something about me that won't give me a... Because number one, I don't need a panhandle. All right? I got lots of pans, and they already have handles. So I don't need any panhandlers. So I don't need any handles for my pants. But I don't know. I'm sure there's reasons why. But, you know, the dude's smoking and he's on a cell phone and he's panhandling. I don't know. I'm sure it's one guy. Most of those people, I think, do have mental issues and they probably do need that kind of that kind of help. But guess what? Ain't getting from me. I'm sorry. I try to be a compassionate person. But man, there's just this avalanche of just horrible things in the world. Whole avalanche. For example, did you read the big news story today? Oh my God, the prince and his princess almost got in a car accident because a paparazzi was chasing them. Yeah, that was the top story today in the news, that somebody was chasing these two, I don't know, I don't follow English royalty at all, but a paparazzi was chasing them, and it had all the callback to Princess Diana getting chased by a paparazzi and getting killed in the morning. You know, these people lead such a cushioned life. You know, they don't get a job. Royalty is the laziest bums. Number one, they practically invent racism. You know, they did have all these jewels, they have all this stuff, and, you know, just because they're the lucky sperm that got in on the queen bloodline. How weird is that? That is weird. Don't you think that's weird? I think it's weird. That's just me. That's just me. But I just think this whole idea of royalty is like, what do these people do? You know, oh, well, my great, 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 great grand ancestor pulled a sword out of a rock or some ridiculous fairy tale that they tricked all these other dummies into believing. And then all of a sudden they make them royalty. And then it just carries on and on and on. It's such a horrible joke. It is. It's not even like real wealth. You know, it's not. And basically, all wealth just comes from stealing from other people. It comes on the back of poor people, it comes on exploiting poor people, and it comes on thievery. That's how you get rich in this country. So keep those things in mind. It can come in handy. Passive income, that's the way to do it. Don't be a chump. Don't work your life away. Figure out how to exploit somebody and make $1 zillion, and the next thing you know, you're going to be king. And I'll tell you what, it's good to be king. Let me get some of this belly button lint out of here. And let's get on to the, because I have been getting like a lot of belly button lint lately and I can't quite figure that out. Maybe I should go to my doctor and find out why I have so much. And they don't even, and it's not even lint. Why even call it lint? It's like some weird stuff. Wow, it's bleeding. Maybe I'm hearing those voices again. Oh, man. Well, needless to say, let's get back to the show. Enough of a psychotic episode. Let's get into the black cat section of our show. And I love black cats. I love all cats. I'm an equal opportunity cat lover. But there's something about a black cat that is just so beautiful. It really is. And I love the black cats. So right now, sit back, put your black drawers on, and listen to Mr. Boris Karloff. WRCT.
Do you see that black cat just ahead of you? Look out. It may cross your path with a sudden dart of its black, furry body. Now, you know that old superstition about not letting a black cat walk across your path. Do you believe it? Well, if you do, or even if you don't, perhaps you'll be interested in hearing the strange tale of Phoenix Darnell and the cat that screamed in the night high above the streets of the city. It was a cold, dreary, rain-swept day when Felix Darnell first met the cat. Felix Darnell was a construction foreman on the Wells Spencer project on the Lower East Side. The Wells Spencer building was already 13 stories high, and with but 7 floors more to go, the building would be one of the mightiest and most ultra-modern structures on the East Side. Now, Felix was a tall, thin, scarecrow of a man. But the muscles of his body were taut and finely strung through his deceiving-looking frame. He was a foreman of an older day. Indeed, he might have worked on the pyramids or the Colossus of Rhodes. But Felix Darnell was a lonely man with no one to share his pride. He ate alone, lived alone, and walked alone. And on this cold, dreary, rain-swept day, he walked to his job, staring down at the pavement. Suddenly, there before him, a long, thin, black cat stalked from an alley and halted on its haunches. Felix Darnell didn't see the cat until he nearly stumbled across it. He snapped out of his reverie and cursed cats. He hated cats. Viciously, he aimed a kick at it. The cat howled in pain and slunk off, miserable and wet in the rain. When Felix reached the project, he changed into his overalls and cap and took the lift to the 13th floor. By now, the rain had abated somewhat, but as he looked at the scaffolds and the catwalks, Felix Darnell was not happy. The rain and the wetness would slow up the job. He cursed again. Suddenly, Felix Darnell heard a crying, moaning noise. A low, fierce sound like someone in agony. Could someone be stuck out on the framework, trapped on one of the catwalks? Taking a flashlight because the daylight was dark and unnatural still, he stepped out onto the catwalk that ran on a straight line to what would be a southwest corner of the building. He walked slowly and carefully along the thin iron ledge that held his weight. The street yawned beneath him, 13 construction floors down. And then a dark figure, bald and indescribable, sprang from a dim niche and shot towards Felix Darnell. He had one awful second to see the two eyes burning in the cat's head, the same cat that he had kicked only an hour before. The feline body raced between his legs on the catwalk, and with a horrible scream, he tried to balance himself, fought for survival. His hands clawed at the air, but his weight, thrown to one side by the cat's movement, hung into space for a brief instant before he fell all the way to the street, 13 floors below. He landed on a steel beam waiting to be hauled up, and what it did to him was something that would make even a cat turn away in disgust. Interesting tale of revenge, isn't it? Felix Darnell and his black cat. Well, of course, it might have been just a coincidence, but there, look, we can find out for ourselves. A black cat just crossed your path. See him go? Do you mind if I stay with you, my friend? I'd like to see for myself just what happens to you.
Well, a black cat crossed my path. I turned around when I saw that. Then I threw away my good felt hat. Then I walked on down the road. I took a stroll down by the sea, hoping no more cats to see. Then I heard a meow right behind me, so I took steps on another road. Black cat, black cat, black cats all around me. I went over to the dog pound. I didn't think I'd see any cats around, but I saw two black ones lying on the ground, so I found another way to go. I sat down neath a live oak tree. I saw a little girl, she was lonely. She had a black cat, but it didn't scare me, 'cause I liked her right well right off. Black cat, black cat, black cats all around me. And talked a little bit. I sure was lucky, I made a big hit. I smiled at the kitty and petted it, 'cause a black cat never hurt me. Well, to make a long story short and sweet, you can't blame a cat for crossing the street. It even seemed like they helped me to meet the pretty little lonely girl. Black cat, black cat, lucky to me, we're gonna have two or three. Black cat, black cat, we're gonna have two or three.
Little black pussycat bit my hand, bit my hand so hard. Whew, that pussycat needs to be dealt with, because that pussycat's some car. Pussycat, pussycat, go away, I don't come back no more. Pussycat, pussycat,
no, I'm not going to play the Pussycat song by Condi Barnett. No, I always play that. Oh, that was Little Black Pussy by Ramona Parrish. And then we heard Black Cat by Tommy Collins. Very nice, very nice. All right. Well, how shall we continue with less than an hour ago? I got to start playing all some of the big, heavy hitting black tunes, man. These are songs all about the color black. Man, this is some good stuff. Next week's going to be a bit of a stretch. I thought I'd have an easier time with gray, because that is going to be where we're melting all the colors of the Crayola crayon box, and it turns out to be Pittsburgh's favorite sky color, gray. So yes, nice gray skies, and have a show to go. And hopefully next Friday, the skies will be gray, so I can do that. But if it's blue, that's nice too. Ah, I am like a poet, and I don't even realize it. Funny. Okay, so let's bring him out. Let's drag him out of his coffin, screaming Lord Sutch, all black and hairy. WRC and the T.
Last night I was digging in the cemetery. Up jumps a man, all black and hairy. My shovel and sprang to my toes. I raced through the cemetery with great speed, but he was right there behind me, wanting the feed. The feed. It was then that I tripped, stumbled and fell. He screamed past me, heading for hell. I crawled on my graveyard, hands and knees. I got to the wall, I knew I was free. Free! And now that I'm safe and in the street, it's taught me a lesson about digging deep. And now at home, I cannot sleep, 'cause I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Yes, I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Well, I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Yes, I'm always frightened of what I might meet.
You dragged me away and left me on a barbed wire fence. My monster in black tights. You've got the kind of eye that I like. With your wrinkled up chin where the worms have been, you make me wanna hold you tight. Oh, I love to see you hopping along. What else can you do with three legs? Though it may seem ever so wrong, I like your face. When you're in your best, my monster in black tights, you're everything a freak like I like. And if you say you won't run away, I'll untie your chains today. Oh, I love to see you hopping along. I've got three legs too. Though it may seem ever so wrong, I like your best when you're in your best.
That was the Sharks doing a fabulous tune by David Edward Such, otherwise known as Lord Such. What a guy he was. What a guy he was. He had a rough bit of a rough life, always battling depression, bipolar order, all that horrible stuff. But boy, was he a lot of fun. He also did Old Black and Harry. He was actually, they call him the godfather or the grandfather of shock rock. This is before Alice Cooper, and this is before Arthur Brown. He would come out as like, you know, as like a ghoul, and he would like chase into the audience. And he is a, and he ran for, I believe he ran for political office quite a bit for the Looney Party. So he did the best he could with what he had. But fascinating creature, Lord Such. And the Sharks doing a cover of Monster in Black Tights. Let's see here. Okay, so I want to break the rules again here, because I'm a rule breaking Z is what they call me. And this song is by a band called The Blacks, who I really, really still like. Very unpopular. Well, I mean, they've been unpopular, but just they were so good. This is kind of why I do this radio show. It's to play things that I think has just been buried, that is just incredible music, but it's just unheard. Nobody hears it. Nobody cares. You know, a lot of these people just put so much into their music, and they just don't, you know, they don't have the mainstream appeal. They do it for the love of music. And that's kind of what I hope this radio show kind of, the legacy of this radio show. is that people hear it decades from now and go, wow, that's a really interesting song. I wish that guy would shut up and play more music. But boy, what a good song that was. This guy really needs some help. But you know what? That last song was really good. Well, this is the Blacks out of Chicago. I got to see these guys live. And this is from their second album. It's called Off the Couch, The Blacks. Just really love their sound. Here we go.